downtown Chicago, there is a wide stretch of land between Michigan Avenue and Lake Michigan that was never developed for business. But why would a growing city not put skyscrapers on such prime land? The reason is today's edition of The American Countryside. The city of Chicago was growing rapidly, and that had some of the city fathers concerned.
So they held a town meeting and asked that some land be set aside and designated as open space forever to remain free and clear of any buildings or obstructions whatsoever.
Julia Bachrach is the historian for the Chicago Park District. The place was originally called Lake Park.
It was really a grassy strip on the edge of the lake, right on Michigan Avenue. So this was really just a narrow little strip.
But what became today's Grant Park is much larger.
In the 1850s, they had built a train trestle out in a bed in Lake Michigan, and the Illinois Central Railroad actually crossed along on these tracks out in Lake Michigan. So it created kind of a little harbor.
By the 1860s, city planners decided to close in the little harbor with fill to enlarge the park. But where would one find so much fill?
After the 1871 fire, there was so much charred rubble and debris, and they needed somewhere to dump it, and they thought this could really accelerate the landfill project.
So much of today's Grant Park is built on the rubble of the Great Chicago Fire. The fill increased the size of the park, but soon a new challenge faced city planners. What should be done with this new space? There were grand plans for prominent public buildings and widespread support among the citizens. But one well-known man stepped in and single-handedly changed the course of the park forever. His story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Chicago, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.